T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Yeah, the big question this morning, if you're on I-95 headed to D.C., is how many people will join you for the victory parade for the Washington Capitals as they show off the Stanley Cup, bringing it back to Washington, or bringing it to Washington for the first time. Mark Davis is the sports director for NBC 12. And Mark, did you spend the night up there last night, I hope?
We are making our way up this morning. We actually just arrived in Washington here, and we're navigating our way through to Capitol and Arena to pick up our passes, and then we're gonna hoof it over to the parade and spend some time with the Capitals faithful and check out that Stanley Cup for ourselves.
So what's it look like right now? At 8 o'clock, this thing doesn't start what till 11? So we've got a few hours.
Right, exactly. But, you look at picture, the traffic around the city, combined with rush hour, it's been a little bit complicated getting around, of course. But then you also have, all the people coming in for the parade. And, social media leads me to believe that there are already a bunch of people over at the parade site and the rally site. So I think they said they're expecting about 300,000 people is the estimate to come out here to the parade. And actually, John, we're sitting here right in front of Capital One Arena. It looks like the Capitals themselves are passing by on buses to get ready for the parade and start at the arena. So, a pretty exciting day and a lot of energy around the city so far, even though it's early morning.
So what's the story? Is Richmond really one of the hotbeds of support for the Capitals? I read somewhere that we were the fourth biggest television market for the playoffs.
Yeah, that's right, John. Especially for games 4 and 5, especially. Richmond was number 4 behind Las Vegas, D.C., and Baltimore. So, a lot of support down here, and, especially with just that, the Capitals being here. And now I will tell you that hockey, the Stanley Cup Finals, Richmond is often in top 10 nationally.
Mm-hmm.
But the numbers are never this big. So, with the Capitals being in it and everything like that, definitely had them spike, and it was definitely a hotbed. Definitely, like I said, among the tops in the nation. So,
yeah.
Richmond likes its NHL and likes the Capitals.
Yeah, well, Richmond's got a long hockey history. I mean, back to the Renegades, and then I used to, as a kid, would watch the Richmond Robins. So, there are people who grew up watching hockey in Richmond, and this is their opportunity to do it. What do you expect to see today starting at 11 o'clock with those big crowds? I guess you've got to, try to get up above it.
What do I expect to see? If you've seen how the Capitals have been partying since they won the Cup, I expect to see a lot of fun here, John. I mean,
hopefully they're sober for today.
I was going to say maybe they'll be able to stand up. I don't know, but it's going to be a great day. I think the mood is light up here. There's a lot of celebrating to be had. Our location here at 6th Street near Capital One Arena, where we're waiting to park, is we can see Capitals fans walking by, lots of smiles, lots of excitement, and I think DC's been waiting for a while here, and they're ready to rock and roll and kind of really embrace this team and just kind of enjoy the moment. I think that's what we've been seeing the last few days since last Thursday, is enjoying the moment and just drinking it in and living it up. So I think we're going to see more of that today.
Mark Davis, the sports director at NBC 12. I know it's going to be a exciting and historic morning there in the nation's capital. And for those of you who work for the federal government up in D.C. who may take the commute up to Washington, it's even if you don't like Donald Trump, it sounds like he has told all the federal offices up there to give everybody at least 2 hours off today so that they can go to the parade. So, hey, even if you don't like Donald Trump's policies, you can applaud him for doing that, right?
D.C. schools did not even close. So, at least the federal government's getting a couple
hours
off.
Yeah, treating them nice. Mark Davis, hey, thanks. I hope it's a great morning, and we'll look forward to seeing your report on Channel 12 tonight.
John, appreciate you having me. Enjoy your Tuesday.
Absolutely. Thanks.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of 4 amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get 4 iPhone 15s on us and 4 lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.